this with the standard 1.2 megabyte floppy in it.
Yep.
And then I ordered an extra 360K floppy to go in here, which is missing, and may well be actually the one that's in the bottom of this portable over here. I'm not sure.
So this is, and you are?
I'm Denton Pearson. I'm an attorney from Sitka, Alaska, and this was my main word processing computer when we first became computerized in 1984.
So this is an IBM AT Classic.
Very early.
Very early.
Very early.
An early model.
This was probably, if I remember correctly, the information I saw on it said that it was built in August 1984. And we purchased it in probably November.
So yeah, it is an early model. So it had a how many meg hard drive in it?
It had no hard drive in it at all.
Okay.
The hard drive was an option.
The hard drive was an option.
And you know, I'd had experience with Wang word processors before and knew about floppy storage and all that sort of thing. And so basically what we did was we did our daily work on the B drive, which was a 360K, and then we archived our documents onto the 1.2 megabyte floppy.
Wow.
And I had no hard drive in it at all. And I subsequently added a 30 megabyte hard drive, but and that's still in the machine. But if you wanted to restore it to its original state, you could
need like a 20 meg or 10 meg hard drive. It's the standard.
Well, but its original state was with no hard drive in it at all, and so you could just take the hard drive out and put a 360K in this bay here, and then it would be restored exactly the way it was when I bought it.
So this machine, the major feature of it, of course, was the 286
mm-hmm.
processor in it.
Yes. I also, it was originally, I think, a, I'm trying to remember what the processor speed was. It was 6?
6 meg, yeah,
yes.
6 megahertz.
Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
Okay. And I replaced it with an 8 megahertz chip to get a little bit faster performance out of it.
World's most expensive cable.
Yeah, and I'm sure I don't have the 6 megabyte processor chip any longer.
And these the story I have with these is at our lab in Toronto, because I was working partly in Toronto and research as a student, and then at IBM in Yorktown Heights, Thomas Watson Research Center. And this machine was in prototype phase. Now this would have, I was working here from May of 84. I was working at IBM Research. And from May of 84 to August of 84, and this was called the Big Top. And the logo plate here, where it says IBM Personal Computer AT, was had little triangles, like a series of little triangles with a big triangle in the middle. Huh. And that was the code plate for the AT, and the code name was Big Top.
Oh, okay.
And in order to carry this on flights and stuff, on commercial flight, there was a special box, like a that you could put on your seat. You had to take it with you on your seat, and it had all these irregular shapes to it. So that no one who was a spy in the computer industry
could tell what it looked like.
Could tell that it was this dimensions and stuff like that, because it was their next big machine.
Yeah.
And it's it was kind of an interesting thing that IBM took such precautions with a pre-release machine. Yeah. Ooh, are we getting some rain? We better pack it in.
We better move them in.